Welcome, welcome, welcome to another segment of Hot Tea with Coco, where if you put it on the internet, then I got something to say. And as of course, you guys have put some stuff on the internet and it's been going up, and I want to let you know, you already know what the topic is, right? Will slaps Chris. So you already know that I have been really, really, really like taking my time out with this one, because this is a bit, because it's been, I guess, 2 days or 3 days since the Oscars, and I just didn't come right on in. And usually I wait to my actual podcast date or whatnot, but I had to come on with this one. The last time I just spoke on Tracy's passing, which was weeks ago, and now this has taken place, and I wanted to hear what everybody got to say. I was hearing all the commentary, the news, the media, the Facebook, the Instagram, the memes, whose side was on Will's side, nobody on Chris' side, and it's just, I'm not going to be on anyone's side on this podcast, but I will mention topics from everyone that has had an opinion and felt the need to, you know, say their opinion and felt the need to speak on this behalf. And I had too. If you're in the entertainment industry or a blogger, YouTube sensation, for me, I just tried to get in where I fit in. And I just think that it has sparked up the internet. And some people are thinking maybe, oh, this was a hoax. This was just some acting. And then we go into seeing it was beginning to be serious. So, as you know, Chris Rock was presenting an award. And he, you know, had his first line of jokes that he wanted to say. But I can say this, and I will say this. We all know how comedy goes. We all know. I know when I go see stand-up comedy, whoever is in town and I like them, I'm not getting front row seat tickets. Everybody knows that is the law of being a person that goes see comedy. They attack anybody on the first row. So to say that, I have bought tickets and said, hey, I'm not getting on the first row. We can get tickets and be a little bit back, but we're not doing the first front row seat. Because they tend to look down and they get whoever they can get. And it's just like, you know, right off the bat, it's like, you know, where you are as a rapper, you flow, you know, you do cipher, you read off the brain. And so that's just like comedy. You can just do stand up and just without any material, you can just do off the rip. That's a true comedian to me. But it to be at somebody's expense, that's how comedy goes. Comedy goes. We laugh. I done seen so many times at Def Comedy Jam, somebody then got up and went to the bathroom or came back from the bathroom and he didn't add or a leather suit, and they will take that leather suit and rip it to shreds, and we are all clowning and lying, dying and laughing. So with that being said, do you think Chris had a note card saying, okay, this is planned material, I just know Jade and Will are going to be in the front and I am coming for her? Or do you think they were right there in the front and I look and he mentioned her bald head, and was it malicious thinking that she really had alopecia? Because I know for a fact I didn't even know, and a lot of people I know did not know that. Not taking away the fact that it was the right thing to say or do. I'm just giving you guys some food for thought on Chris' behalf. now everybody is rooting for Will. Oh my goodness. Tiffany Haddish, quote unquote, she said, I wish men are standing up for their women like this. So that they feel like that was some, that was protection. That was supposed to be for protection. And did Jada feel that she was protected in that moment? Because it's not going to take away the alopecia. But it probably will keep a comic or a comedian out speaking about me and my bald head, right? I'm sorry. Let's take a small minute. This is my friends. Anyway, like I was saying, a lot of people is just really feeling some type of way about it. And like I said, Tiffany Haddish, she's over here like really really thinking like, you know, that you're protecting me. You protected the household. You protected the brand, you know. And some people think like that. Some people really think that they did the, you know. Here she go. I'm sorry. This is a friend of mine. She was sharing something that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he, of course, him and Ricky Smiley is really saying, and a lot of other people are saying that, you know, violence is not the answer. Violence is not the answer. And I'm going to just read a small portion because he really, really like wrote a whole pair, like a whole journal. You know what I mean? He says, when Will Smith stormed onto the Oscar stage to strike Chris Rock for making a joke about his wife's short hair, he did a lot more damage than just to Rock's face with a single pollinated blow. He advocated violence, diminished women, insulted the entertainment industry, and perpetuated stereotypes about the black community. That's a lot to unpack. And let's start with the facts. Rock made a reference to Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, as looking like Demi Moore in G.I. Jane, in which Moore had shaved her head. Jada Pinkett Smith suffers from alopecia, which causes hair loss. Okay, I can see where the Smiths might not have found that funny joke, but Hollywood award shows are traditionally a venue where much worse things have been said about celebrities as a means of downplaying the fact that it is basically a gathering of multimillionaires giving each other awards to boost business so they can make even more money. Okay, the Smiths could have reacted by politely laughing along with the joke, glowing at angrily at Rock. Instead, Smith felt the need to get up in front of his industry peers and millions of people around the world and hit another man. Then returned to his seat to say, keep my wife's name out your effing mouth. Twice. Some have romanticized Smith's actions as a loving husband, right? What I said about Tiffany Haddish is saying. And so he goes on saying the one bright note is that Chris Rock, clearly stunned, managed to handle the moment with grace and maturity. If only Smith's acceptance speech had shown similar grace and maturity and included, instead of self-aggrandizing excuses and heartfelt apologies to Rock. So, you know, because Will Smith has came out finally with an apology. But do you guys really think that was sincere, or you think publicly he had to do it? They were going to get on him and they were going to say, hey, you did that in front of millions. And I know that you did not practice self-control there. And violence is not okay for anyone to get up and feel like, oh, you talking about me. And we all say it when we were children, sticks and stones break my bones, but words shall never hurt. Right? I guess you didn't say that on the playground. People are making all kind of memes. You know, Will, I'm not impressed. Tupac would have shot him. You know, because she, you know, Jada has grew up with Tupac. And Jada has always referenced Tupac as, you know, a very loving guy. A very guy that was just her friend. Till the day he passed and beyond. Even Will has said those were hard shoes to fill. To be a best friend to Jada when somebody already had that place. So maybe he felt he had to be, you know, take up. Because of course he has already have shown, he's already shown that. He's already shown that he has, you know, with the entanglement, right? The entanglement, this dude came out and had a whole interview about how much you accepted the cheating. You were okay with the cheating. And now, not only did it last for some years, you went on the red table talk and laughed and giggled with your friend, with your family. Not once did you raise a hand at Mr. And he's actually had intercourse with your wife. You know what I mean? And she was saying that you were in a bad space in your marriage. So I think even Jada is telling him, Will, you make the wrong move. I clearly didn't think she would have allowed that. And now all of them as a whole have to take that as a team. I know they cannot even get on no social media, especially cut on no news right now, to even watch this. Then the son comes on and said, this is how we do it. Over here. So you're promoting his slap. You're promoting it. And I really hate that this happened. I really hate that this happened. I really hate that he got up and did that. Because the first thing came out of my mouth was, oh my God, did you really do that? Our people, we got to do better. You just made the black community look bad. We are on the Oscars. The classy of the classiest is in there. You can't just go on with a hip hop chain on in there. This is a nice event. And we haven't even, I haven't. See, that's how much this has gone and blown over, that Will Packer, the first African American that produced the show. This was his big night. And it was going beautifully until he got up and ruined it. He ruined it. He ruined it for Will Packer. They're going to look twice at who's going to even host, who's going to be seated, who's going to even be produced, let alone not even let black people in it no more, because we struggle to get in the in these seats. People that came before us. I think Queen Latifah did a movie. I'm not sure what movie it was, but she did a movie, and it was based on her being a singer. She would have to come through the back door at the awards. Then she started turning down the awards because she said she couldn't come through the front door of the awards show. She was not going to attend. But that is what that was. She portrayed a live, you know, a real life character. And that character is just the epitome of what we have been through. And I just, you know, you just know who means and who don't mean. And you just, you gotta go and move forward in life. Will, of course, time will heal all wounds. This will never, we'll never forget this at all. We will also like to apologize. Because me, I changed my life for the better, you know. I changed my life for to love one another as our brothers and sisters, you know, love thy neighbor. And they are a power couple, you know, and it's just sad that he had to, you know, have to choose and let his emotions, let his energy, let energy take over in that moment. And it will always be defined as Will slap the mess out of Chris Rock. And the media now is flipping it and portraying it in a turn from a slap to punch, open-handed punching. How do you open-hand punch? I've been reading everything. Either a punch is with a closed fist. A slap is with an open hand and you go across the face. Or wherever you slap the person at. It has turned the corner with the media. And then assault was even in play. And I'm just glad. I'm glad. That. I'm glad that Chris didn't. He has shown a lot of maturity. He didn't get upset. Everybody would say what they would have done. He would have been coming back limping. If he would, it would have been a full-blown fight up there. A squabble, as we would say out here in L.A. A fade. A lot of people would say what they would have done in that instant, you know. So, people, y'all let me know y'all thoughts. Of course, you know. I have a little option down there in the where you guys always my regular people. Shout out to all y'all that listens to this. But you know, I had to come on here, and like I told y'all, I'm not on nobody's side, but I got to be on the right side. And what I can say, truly can say, that marriage is a beautiful thing. And you, your husband should love you. He should want to protect you at all costs. If someone is harming you, physically harming you. Yes, you should check behavior. If someone speaks on your wife or husband, you check that behavior verbally. We're not going to do. And check that behavior so that person on the other side know that they are a team. They are one. We are one. We come as a package deal. And so that wasn't displayed. He wasn't physically harming you. And like Ricky Smiley said, Jada, G.I. Jane was a hero in that. I liked it, that movie, to be honest. And I think she would have did a good role in that movie. Like, because Jade is very powerful. She's a good actress. And they would have probably had her on a frontal wig. And then when she got to that part, like a makeover black version, yeah, she would have got that. She would have did that. She would have did that movie. So, you know, but in all other honesty, on the other side of it, as far as comedian and comedy, you know the rule. You know how it go when you're on the front row. You just get pulled in, and it's collateral damage. But I do not think it was malicious. I've seen a lot of people get Shaquille. He loves comedy. I mean, they come for him. He loves for them to come for him. They come for him and say all kind of stuff. You just have to have that joke mentality. You just have to have fun. They did not mean anything by that. It was just not mean. It wasn't harmful. But I said I wasn't going to give my opinion. But I just had to give both sides the respect, because I know it how it is to be married. But he had to draw the line somewhere. This was a moment for you, for Samuel L. Jackson. Black winning the Oscar. A lot of stuff got overshaded, overclouded with that. You brought the energy so down after that. You know, you let the other side win. Well, you really did. And not to make you feel worse than what you should already be feeling, because we all on here talking about what you done. But that's why we got a Savior that forgives us, and we got to move on from that. We got to move on from that, and we just definitely got to do better as a whole. We definitely, as a whole, and I'm speaking of the Black community, shout out to all my other community out there, any other nationalities that listen to me. I'm just saying what I know, what we do over here, and we got to do better. It's just at that point. So I thank you guys. I will be doing part two with my co-host Trina. She's working tonight, so hopefully I can get her on here in the studio and we can wrap this up. But other than that, I thank you for listening, and stay tuned to the next segment of Hot Tea with Coco, and I'm out. Peace.